Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I have your zip code, please?
Yeah, it's 97862.
And what is your first and last name?
Susanna Aguero.
Okay, thank you. And verify your address as well.
84436 Winesap Road, Milton Freewater, Oregon.
Okay, thank you. And taking a look at the account, I see that you have the Keto Ascend and the Cleanse. How can I help you?
So, you guys charged me $92.90, and I didn't reorder anything. So I don't know why you guys are charging me again.
Okay. The order was placed on February the 18th, where you paid the shipping and handling of $6.70 and $7.45. And when you did place the order for the products, the terms and conditions did state that you would be signing up for a 14-day trial. And if you did not discontinue within the 14-day trial, you'll be placed upon a monthly subscription and billed the retail price for the trial as well as a new shipment every 30 days.
No, I understood it as it was a 30-day supply, and I had 30 days to cancel.
Okay. You had 14 days to discontinue, and after your 14 days, you would have been charged the retail price. You had a 30-day supply that you were shipped out.
Okay, but I don't want your guys' product because it doesn't even work.
Why am I gonna get charged
for a product I'm not even gonna use?
You do have to be very consistent with the product in order to receive the best results. The product, it is known to help
reduce
your appetite.
I am very consistent, and the shit makes me more hungry.
I can provide you with a 35% discount on any future shipments of the products.
No. I don't want a discount on another product. I want my money back because I don't have money to be shitting like that for you guys to just be charging me for a product that doesn't even work.
Okay, well, just allow me. Well, what if I can do this and provide you with my employee discount of 50%? That are like to receive any future shipments at half off?
No, I don't want your product. It doesn't work. And I understand it's not your personal product, but the company that you represent is bullshit.
Okay, well, just allow me one moment to speak with my manager. Thank you so much for patiently holding that. After speaking with my manager, I can provide you with a 75% discount that will allow you to receive the products at $22 per month.
Okay, look. I don't want your product. I don't want any discount on your product. I don't want shit to do with your product because the product doesn't. How are you going to give somebody 14 days to cancel a subscription or anything like that when you're giving them a 30-day supply to even see any kind of result off the product? That doesn't even mathematically make sense.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is go ahead and get the account canceled out for you. Would you like a cancellation number?
Of course I want a cancellation, and I want a refund of my $92.
Okay, once you do go outside of your trial period, all sales there are final as stated in the terms and conditions.
Well, you need to do something to make it right because how are you going to charge me for something that doesn't work?
Okay.
Would you pay for a car that doesn't work? Would you pay for a car that doesn't work? Probably not.
Okay, you had a trial to try the product out for 14 days before you were charged. And then after the 14 days, that's when you would have been charged as stated in the terms and conditions. Being that
how
you did
am
not
I
let
supposed
him...
to know if this shit works in 14 days if it's a 30-day supply?
Okay, and the terms and conditions does state that you will have to let us know any feedback about the product within that trial period as well.
No,
so
it
you
doesn't
need...
say that in your... Not off the website that I ordered it from. It doesn't say that.
Yes, ma'am.
It says it says you are not 100% satisfied, you will get a refund.
Yes, ma'am. If you did not go through a trial, you tried
money back guarantee.
You tried the product out. Being that you did go through a trial period to get a chance to try the product out, you will not be able to receive a refund because before you were billed the retail price of the product, you only was responsible for shipping and handling.
So you're going to charge me for trying your product to see if I wanted to use it. And now that you guys gave me a product that doesn't even work, your company is going to fuck me over for $100.
No, ma'am. The terms and conditions say
what you're saying. That's what you're saying. You proudly represent.
The terms and conditions stated: if you did not discontinue within that trial period, you will be charged the full retail price. Being that you went outside of the trial period,
no, it doesn't. It does not clearly say
that. Okay, would you like
to
go on the website?
The thing that is clear on your guys' website is the big fucking gold seal stamp that says 100%.
Okay, would you like to go to the website?
Your money back. Go to the website. It's off of Facebook.
No, ma'am. You'll need to visit the website where the terms and conditions are stated.
That's the website that I ordered off of. I ordered it off of a link from Facebook.
Okay, and where you placed your order, where you selected that you are over the age of 18 is where the terms and conditions were stated that you will pay for the shipping and handling now. And if I do not cancel within the 14-day shipping trial, I will be billed the full amount of $92.90. And I will be billed
I didn't have to check. No, I'm over 18-year-old box. I didn't have to check no box like that.
Okay, well, you did have to agree to the terms and conditions before submitting the order.
And I also agreed to, if I was not satisfied with the product, I would get my money back. That's
okay,
what the big gold seal on the advertisement was.
Yes, ma'am, but that was not for a trial. You went through a trial. If you would have bought the product at the retail price at the beginning, then yes, that's when you would have been.
If you want your fucking pills back, I'll send them back.
You won't be able to send those products back, ma'am.
Oh, guaranteed I will. Guaranteed the fuck I will, because I didn't eat. I didn't
take them
all.
No, ma'am. Can you please refrain from that language?
What language? Because I'm
profanity.
Pissed off that I'm getting screwed out of
you
money.
You can speak with me without cursing, ma'am.
Anyways, like I was saying, I can send the damn pills back because I didn't finish taking them because they didn't do a damn thing for me. And your big ass gold seal on the
okay, ma'am.
At
this time, I will be disconnecting the call.
Go ahead, I'll call someone else back.